The body of the jet ski staffer who disappeared in a Phuket storm around the Naka Island area last Tuesday was found yesterday in Phang Nga Bay. The body of 31-year-old Cosette Oat Dibukkam was found floating down on Ban An Pao Beach at Naka Island in Phang Nga Bay at 10 a.m. His body was taken to the Koh Yao Hospital where relatives confirmed his identity. Cosette disappeared after he was hit by a wave near Koh Naka off Aupo in Paklok at 3 p.m. last Tuesday. A law allowing same-sex couples to formally register as life partners should be drafted by this September, this from the Rights and Liberties Protection Department chief. The bill will then be submitted to the Deputy PM and Justice Minister, who will decide whether it should go to Cabinet. The chief said the sub-panel drafting the legislation that's been hailed by some as a progressive step towards the legalisation of gay marriage would meet on July the 25th. Panel members are likely to make adjustments, she said, some based on the experience of other countries that have adopted similar legislation, such as Mexico, South Africa, Canada, Australia and Britain. Deputy PM Prajin says he expects the new laws to lay the foundation for the eventual legalisation of gay marriage in Thailand. And Phuket's latest elusive crocodile escaped capture again yesterday morning in Coron Beach. It was first sighted off Yanui and Naihan beaches last Wednesday when a fisherman said it tried to chase him. Since then, the crocodile's been taunting officials and professional crocodile catchers and making a slow track north along the island's west coast beaches. Saturday, it was at Kata Noi and then Kata. The Kata deputy mayor said yesterday morning at 3:30, officials were notified that the crocodile came out of the water and was on the sand at Coron Beach. The crocodile catching team rushed to the beach. They tried to throw a net at the crocodile, but failed to snare it again. Their attempts failed several times. The crocodile immediately went back into the water. The mayor says there have been 4 or 5 sightings during the day. The crocodile seems to be heading north. In the wake of 13 of their young footballers being rescued from the Tamluang caves, some of the world's biggest football clubs are showing interest in actually buying the Mupa Football Academy. But the club's vice president and manager, Kittipong, says despite the interest, his club is not for sale at any price. He noted that the purpose of the academy is to help improve the lives of local boys in Chiang Rai through playing football, not to make money. He's also warning the public about buying wild boar souvenirs. In the aftermath of the rescue, many souvenirs have been created that include the logo and the name of the wild boar team. The club's vice president says these have not been produced by the club, but instead by people hoping to cash in on the back of the success of the rescue operation. Meanwhile, the big wet continues across Thailand. A next round of torrential rain is expected to slam already heavily soaked provinces in the north and northeastern regions early this week as a new depression in the Gulf of Tonkin will make landfall in southern China. The rainstorm is likely to whip mainland China today and tomorrow, bringing further downpours to neighbouring countries, including Thailand, which already bore the brunt of a tropical storm Son Tin last week. The Thai Meteorological Department say, combined with the strong southwest monsoon, which is causing rough seas in the south, the current weather conditions must be closely monitored. The impact of the Son Tin storm was felt as far south as Prachob Kiri Khan, where goods transported between Thailand and Myanmar through the Singkong border checkpoint has been cut off for a week. And the latest police crackdown on vehicle theft by the Crime Suppression Division is revealing that a large number of vehicles are being stolen by means other than being broken into. A 28-year-old has fled his house before being raided by CSD police last Tuesday. The suspect had faked his identity to avoid arrest for allegedly running a gang that stole vehicles and exported them. Police seized 16 cars suspected to have been stolen. But CSD officials say it's just the tip of the iceberg. Last week, they caught a gang believed to have connections with a car theft network. The gang sold used luxury cars illegally to unsuspecting customers. In a third raid last week, the CSD arrested a number of gangs which allegedly stole motorcycles to sell in Myanmar. The head of the CSD says certain state officials must have been involved in the number plate forgery and added that someone had almost certainly helped the gang bypass the strict regulations of the registration process.